Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It was an emotional night for hundreds of people who gathered in Santaquin last night to honor the life of fallen officer Bill Hoosier.
KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins our team coverage in the line of duty.
Those who spoke at Centennial Park included niece Ashley Dowd, who says he cherished his family. Fellow officers, including Hayden Hansen, tells KSL 5 he was their go-to guy.
He always had the right answer. Whenever you had a question, he was there to tell you exactly what you needed to do and help anyone that needed it.
Santaquin Mayor Dan Olson also spoke to the large crowd from all over Utah County, commending all officers for their bravery, recalling a time we encountered Sergeant Hoosier, stopping for what he thought would be a quick 5-minute conversation. That turned out to be 45 minutes. That was the kind of man he was. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A group of wives married to police officers here in Utah are working to make ribbons to honor Sergeant Hoosier at his upcoming funeral. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage in the line of duty. Adam?
Tim, the group got together to make black and blue ribbons with the goal of making enough for everyone who attends the funeral on Monday. Ashley Blake hosted the event. She tells KSL TV they wanted to do what they could to honor Sergeant Hoosier's sacrifice.
It's a way for us as the spouses to honor the fallen officer. It's a cathartic experience for us to work through this together and to make something that is an actual symbol of that support.
One other person in the group says they also wanted to support the Hoosier family after getting the call they describe as all of their worst nightmares. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Stay with KSL News Radio for continuing coverage in the line of duty as we cover the various stories related to fallen Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier. We will have live team coverage of his memorial service that will take place Monday at 10 a.m. And you can read a lot more of our coverage on KSLNewsRadio.com.
The president of Utah's NAACP says the prosecutors in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, have set a dangerous precedent by not prosecuting the 18-year-old who police say yelled slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Tim, NAACP president over Idaho, Utah, and Nevada, Janetta Williams, says this March incident wasn't free speech, but hate speech. Coeur d'Alene Deputy City Attorney Ryan Hunter decided not to prosecute the suspected 18-year-old in that surveillance video because he says the racist and misogynist comments, though abhorrent, still count as protected free speech. Williams says in a statement this will just happen again if no legal action is taken, and she urges the National College Athletics Association to move tournaments out of cities that have what she calls radical groups. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We are keeping a close eye on a storm system literally blowing into the state this morning. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says the storm isn't going to bring a lot of rain, but gusts will pick up this morning, and they're going to cause some issues with garbage cans and items outside that aren't secured.
At 11 a.m., winds have intensified to 40 miles an hour plus from North Salt Lake to Ogden. As we roll that through, they intensify up into the upper mid-50s, so Centerville 55, Farmington 53.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio throughout the day as we track the storm and any problems that come with the wind.
Now KSL's top national stories. We had another night with tornadoes touching down in several states. In Tennessee, Spring Hill Mayor Jim Hageman is helping people find places to stay after multiple homes were ripped to pieces.
We committed a lot of resources to this event here, and I'm happy to say that it's just a wonderful thing to see all of the mutual aid that came under one command, and everybody that could do everything right, they did it right. We're still working to remove a lot of debris that has occurred.
Four people were injured by that tornado.
First look.